Join us for moments of inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT KQJO every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. To all of our brothers and sisters under the sound of my voice, God bless you. We bid you speed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thankful to God for being able to join you on this wonderful day that the Lord has made. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 65. I just keep adding on. In any event, Minister Mildred Townsend, are you there?
Amen.
Amen. Together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Prayer Line Ministry, which can be heard right here on this station every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock Central Time. If it's Eastern Time, it's going to be 12 o'clock, and I'm not too familiar with that mountain in specific, but if you're in Denver, Colorado, you're an hour behind us, and if you're in California, you're 2 hours behind us. So I guess that would be 9 o'clock your time. But in any event, we just thank and praise God for you. Going to ask my beautiful wife, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Luke. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke 10 and 19. It reads as this: Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word that just consolates us, just comfort us, Lord. We just so blessed that we can get into the word of God. Amen. And there's a word for each and every one of us. And we thank you for that word, for that blessed hope for your people in this time. Father, we know that there's so many treacherous things that are happening all around us each and every day. God, all we hear about is bad things. But I thank you that your word has assured us, God, if we keep our mind on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. Lord, I thank you for the peace of God that beyond our understanding. But God, I thank you. And I pray for those that with troubled minds, troubled homes. I just pray all around, because your creation is all over, not just here in the states of the United States of America, but all over, God. We're praying for people, because that's what you're about, souls. And we're praying that souls will give their heart and their life over to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, and we bless you, God. And we know that our hope is in you. That's why we cling on you. That's why we're faithful to the things of God, because we know there's only hope that's found in you. And I thank you today, and I bless your holy name. I pray that somebody will receive hope today. Somebody will give their heart and their life to you today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, and I bless you even in this day. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. And as far as our voice can be heard, you know, we're just excited about what God is doing in the life of God's people, and primarily those of us that are keeping our hearts and minds affixed to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. For as the word of God said, if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. And we can plainly see around us that, you know what, houses are being broken into on a wide scale. As we look around us, we can see the fulfilling and the totality of what God's word say happening at a rapid rate. And the reason why I say rapid rate is because some of us can just look back over our life, and it just seems like yesterday. Seems like you were just a little kid out playing, having fun with everybody. Seems like you were just a little kid when you were saying, I can't wait until I get grown. And look at you now. You're asking yourself the question, where has the time gone? My God, time has flown by so quick. I remember when I was just a kid. Now, here I am, not only a parent with kids, but with grandkids. You see, brothers and sisters, no wonder the scripture says one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is it one day? We've been programmed in the illusion of time. And yet you'll say time has really flown by. Truth of the matter is there's really no such thing as time. Man has concocted that so that he can measure and add in things. And that's the reason why when we do understand what man has measured in time, God has afforded us to walk in that opportunity. That's the reason why he also gave us a prophetic timeline that we can go by, that we can understand. And when we go to the word of God, we see that prophetic timeline coming into fruition and fruition every day. When you look around you, when Jesus prophetically said that there's going to be wars, Lady Townsend, and rumors of wars, and he said there's going to be pestilence and all type of horrific things happening, he said that the a man's house or enemies will be that of his own household. Well, think about that. Think about that just for a second. Even if we talk about the horrific thing that happened over in Texas just recently, it was people of the same ethnicity, the same household, if you will, that ferociously went in there and ended the lives of other innocent people. A man's enemies will be those of his own household. And then Jesus turned around and helped us to understand how this thing really unfolds, because he said, a prophet is not without honor except amongst his own kinfolk, his own countrymen, his own family, if you will. So you see, brothers and sisters, we're coming to the close of the age, just as Jesus has prophesied. But it is time for us to keep our hearts fixed. Lady Townsend, you want to share something in there with that? Uh-oh, did I lose you, Lady Townsend? I guess I lost her. Not that that happens. Hello, are you there? Okay. In any event, amen, we have been coming from the book of Matthew, and we have been coming from the book of Romans, and we have been sharing something vitally important with God's people. First and foremost, that as we learn to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of the things will be added. Amen. How do we do that? How do we seek God in his righteousness? Well, one of the things that we do is we surrender our whole heart, mind, body, and soul over to the Lord. And once we surrender our whole heart, mind, body, and soul over to the Lord, we will find ourselves coming in compliance with what God's word says. But until we do that, we're going to find ourselves fighting a losing battle. How do you know this, man of God? I've been there, tried it, done it. Doesn't work. Amen. And we see things happening right around us. You know, the sad part about it that hurts is that so-called godly people are coming up short. Men and women of God that love the Lord, amen, that are not affixing their hearts and minds and ears to fine-tune what the enemy is doing in this hour, that's the hurtful thing about it. Because when I hear about that, women of God and men of God that are being maliciously murdered and killed, it hurts. It hurts to hear that when somebody's out there evangelizing and somebody just comes up and brutally stabs them and then kills them and then burns their body up, a brother or sister in the Lord, that hurts. But then again, he said, you would be hated for my name's sake. Amen. You would be hated. Lady Townsend, did you come back with us? Amen. Okay, we're going to do something here, and then we'll get her back in Jesus' name. But that's where we are, people of God. That's the reason why we have to have our minds transformed. We have to. In this time that we're living in right now, if your mind has not been transformed, all right. Okay, Lady Townsend, did I get you back?
Yes. It was on mute, and I didn't know how to unmute it.
I was talking. I said, uh-oh,
I was trying to find the button. I couldn't hit it, but I could hear you.
Praise the Lord.
I won't have it on mute.
I see. Well, in any event, you know, we just thank and praise God for everything. We just thank and praise God for how he has just blessed us. Amen. How the Lord has just, you know, looked out for us, and how he just had mercy on us. And when we go back, amen, to looking and thinking about, you know, what God has done, amen, I get excited. I get excited because I realize, amen, that, you know what, God is great and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. I just think about how wonderful the Lord has been. And as I said before, I can remember back, you know, when the day that we got married, I can remember, amen, that we were down there at the little church in the basement. And I can remember, amen, you know, that, and it just seemed like yesterday. It just seemed like yesterday, amen, when the little babies were being born. And now they're all grown men. You know, time is really flying. Would you say so?
Amen. That's, you know, one thing about the Lord, you know, time is going on. And the sad thing about it, Bishop, people seeing the changes that are happening all over the world.
Yes.
But yet you don't see them at a rapid pace of getting their house in order, you know, because it's sad because the church is not even, you know, the Bible tells us to spare not, you know, cry loud, spare not.
Yes, yes.
Like a trumpet.
Yes.
And no heart. You know, we got to be, a lot of people think they all right like they are.
Uh-huh.
Because many in the church is not sounding the alarm. But you're going to have to one day, you know, stand before God. And he's going to ask you, why didn't you, amen, why didn't you sound the alarm? Why didn't you, amen? But one thing about it, we got to be about our Father's business. And we see what's at hand. It's only the few that are seeking the Lord to see the urgency, Bishop, to can feel and sense that, you know, time is winding up, and so many are still trying to fill the void with other things. But you'll find out that none of these things can help you. None of these things going to fulfill that.
Yes.
That void only comes through the Holy Ghost, amen, wanting to be there to show you a more excellent way.
Yes.
God. And that's what it's all about today. That's why people got all the money in the world.
Yes.
You know, got all the things in the world.
Yes.
And still unhappy.
Yes.
Because they don't have the number one thing, and that's which is Jesus Christ.
Yes. I agree with you. And until people come to that understanding, until the Holy Spirit puts that dire thirst, because this world is trying to offer us so much. And if we're not careful as believers, amen, we'll find ourselves going after the things of the world. We'll find ourselves going after all of the things. Again, the same thing that Lucifer offered Jesus while he was in the wilderness, we will find ourselves trying to ascribe to those things. And I've been sharing even with the saints at church that the very things that Lucifer has been stripped from, he's trying to offer that. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand, amen, because we're still stuck in this thing called the matrix, amen, where, listen, everything that the devil is trying to offer me already belongs to me. Once I made that allegiance with Jesus Christ, it already belongs to me. As I told people all the time, amen, if it was just about becoming rich and wealthy and successful, Jesus would have laid the ground rules for that to happen. Amen. But he didn't. And so, therefore, he helped us to understand that when he took the two fish and the five loaves of bread, and I will not stop emphasizing this, that we have the ability to take what God has already given us and utilize that and cause the multiplication factor to come upon what we have so that it can be sustaining to us, okay? As a matter of fact, when Jesus took the two fish and the five loaves of bread, he did not multiply it and then take up what was left, amen, just so that he could bank it to the side. He didn't do that. Amen. He didn't do that. He didn't take it and bank it to the side. He took it and gave it to the people. And whatever was left over, he gave it to more people. And so this is what our walk with Christ is about. And unfortunately, Lucifer, with the Luciferian doctrine, has infiltrated the body of Christ. And I mean, he has worked overtime to infiltrate the body of Christ for us to just get caught up on riches and glory and glamour. And yet we see people that are suffering. We see people that are dying. We see people that are going through on a day-to-day basis. Yes, I mean, we'll talk about healing. Of course, we'll talk about deliverance. Yes, we'll talk about those things. But we're not getting out of our comfort zone to ensure, as Jesus said, going into the highways, byways, and compelling men to come, helping them to understand that God has a more excellent way than you're out here on the corner begging to that young lady out there. You don't have to use your body just to get that crack, just to get the crystal meth that the enemy has you bound to. You know, we don't want to get out of that comfort zone, but yet God has somebody that is out of their comfort zone. And that's the reason why I wholeheartedly help people to know that when the Word of God tells us exactly what it means, when he says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there will be many that follow therein. But narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and there will be few. I don't know, Lady Townsend, how people can disregard that word that Jesus shared with us. I don't understand how people can just go along to get along when they know that things are out of order, even within the infrastructure of the body of Christ. And a lot of times people say, well, God didn't send me to just try to straighten folks out. He just sent me to straighten me out. Yeah, that's true. But does not even the parent who doesn't have it all together, when they see that their child is out of order, do they not withhold, or should I say, do they not hold back the discipline, even though they themselves are not what they're supposed to be? Do they not discipline the child when the child is out of order? Or lest the child can say, mama, you can't tell me nothing because you drank too. Yeah, but mama say, but you know what? This is my house, and as long as you're in my house, you can't drink. Mama has been a poor example, but mama still has to let the child know the truth. And yes, we have many leaders that are poor examples, but that's no excuse. Yes, we have many men and women that are not living what they're preaching. Yes, but that's no excuse. God's word holds true to what he said. No wonder he said, to him that overcome will I give to sit with me in my kingdom. See, that's what our salvation is all about. Overcoming this matrix that this world has formulated for us, and understanding that we have the power of the glory of Jesus Christ to sustain us, Lady Townsend. Did I lose you again?
Amen. No, I was just hesitant to, because I thought you was going on, but it's the truth, Bishop. When God gave us instructions, and we must follow those instructions. And like you say about the parent, no, the parent might not be perfect, praise the Lord, but they don't stop us from telling the truth. Amen. And even letting the children know that if mom and dad is not in right standing about that situation or something, but that don't stop us from letting them know that the same thing that happened to them going to happen to mom and dad if they don't get right, you know.
That's right.
It's the truth. We must still tell the truth regardless of what, you know. See, the enemy likes to close your mouth up then, you know. How can you tell them something? You're just as worse than they are. And then you refrain from that. Now you show enough a mess. But you got to repent of that thing.
That's
get
right.
It right with the Lord and go on. Amen. Go on, but get right with it, because there's going to be some consequences of your actions. Amen. Because we reap what we sow. Everything that we've sown, even though God forgives us, we still going to reap these things.
Amen.
So we must get it right so that we won't have to reap the things that we've sown. Amen. Because truly, God's word is true. He ain't going to change it for me or you or nobody else.
That's right.
It's already set.
That's right.
Praise God.
That's right. And you know, unfortunately, and we've got a host of people, and I will say this, and I will agree with them. I will agree with anybody that says there is nothing that we can do that will cause God to ever stop loving us. There's nothing that we can do that will cause him to leave us. However, don't get it twisted. The prodigal son's father did not leave him. He left the comfort and the care of his father. You see, it's true. God still loves us even after we leave him. But you've got to understand there is a danger when we leave him. Just as though when, I believe it was Solomon, was talking about how this young man that was void of understanding, and because he didn't understand, a prostitute caught him. And she made a complete fool out of him. She took him because he was void of understanding. And the time that we're living in now, Satan is using your void of understanding so that he can get you and manipulate you and control you in such a way to where is you are not maximizing your walk with the Lord. Now, this is not scare tactics. No, this is not anything to scare you. But here's the thing about it. When we love someone or something, we want to put our all into it. As I loved my wife, I loved my children, I loved bringing my money home, taking care of my family, I would sit down and just with tears of joy watch my children as they sat at the table and ate and just sat there when you would buy them clothes and I would just watch. And sometimes I didn't let you see me, but I would just cry with joy knowing, God, you have provided for us. You have given us everything we need. And yes, out of all of those years, one income sustained us. One income that God greatly blessed. How can that happen? Because we live in a society where people are saying, God didn't say, but people are saying it takes two incomes to make it in today's society. Where is that in the Bible? I thought that the scripture said in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I shall not lack. And yet we are listening to the philosophical views and opinions of man. That's why we're coming up short. Lady Townsend. Yeah, you worked a job. You didn't work an official job. You punched in at the house and never punched out and still working overtime. But when it comes to the monetary things, God took that one income. Not only did he take that one income that we had, but then he blessed us to buy a two-flat building with that one income. I'm here to tell people today that we have got to get back in trusting God. And once we learn to trust God and put our confidence in him, Lady Townsend, it's already a done deal. But again, the God of this world, Lucifer, has blinded the minds of people. And so therefore, people are now working themselves to death. They're working to achieve this. They're working to achieve that. And they are literally working themselves to death. When I moved from Chicago to Mississippi, I was flabbergasted. I was dumbfounded. Hello to the hacker. God bless you. Saw you when you just got in. Yeah, I guess you was trying to figure out how we got past you, how we got past your little dude there. But, you know, see, that's what God does. God opens up a door, and he knows how to do that. But I did see you when you came in. But anyway, you know, when I moved to Mississippi, I was just shocked to see that people were working two and three jobs just to make it, Lady Townsend. And a lot of them worked these jobs only to die. To die. That's not what God intended. The Bible says that we love to read that scripture, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And where does it say anything about working yourself to death to get abundance? Now we have a new way that the enemy has come in. You got to grind like it's no end. You got to grind, and I mean stick to your grind, stack your dollars and grind. And while you grinding, there is a germ building up in your body that's grinding. While you're grinding, there is a cancer cell that is trying to grind. You didn't forget about that, though. You didn't forget about that there's a disease that's grinding on the inside of you while you're grinding, while you're not getting enough sleep, and while you're not getting the adequate food that you need and rest that you need. Lady Townsend, we've got to be back renewed in the power of our mind. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's coming in our trust and faith and confidence
yes.
in Jesus and not
yes.
in this world.
Yes.
Like everybody, you know, people are looking at the world system and trying to mold themselves in the world way.
Yes.
And amen. Forgot about God's way. But when
yes.
it's time, you know, we bring a change and you will find yourself
Hallelujah.
Going back. To God's way.
Yes.
And repenting of how you know.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Faithfully followed the world system and forgot about his system. Praise God. And that's the harm and you do to yourself when you get away from the things of God. And we're living in a society where, you know, the world is dictating, you know, the way, you know, it's leading the way, but God's word is supposed to lead us. Praise God. And we're to be, we're in this world, but we're not of this world.
Yes.
But the thing is, so many is in the world and of the world and everything else
yes.
to do with the world. But there is a difference, and we must come back And you'll be glad to come back because you know that you're straight away too long. Amen. You're straight away too long when you don't believe what the word is saying, when you're not following what the word is saying, walking in disobedience to the word and the way of the Lord. Amen. Submitting ourselves to the world instead of submitting ourselves to God. Amen.
Yes, yes. I agree with you because the enemy's job is to get you to focus more on so what the world wants you to do. See, again, we forget the scripture that says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And we often forget that it is the small foxes that destroy the vines. Amen. Just a little bit of sin, just a little bit of weed, just a little bit of alcohol, just a little bit, of cocaine, just a little bit of heroin, you know, just a little bit. It ain't going to hurt you. You know, we were at the church talking to a young man the other day, bless his heart, and he said, yeah, a little whiskey ain't going to hurt nobody. Little pornography. I said, you still in pornography? Well, yeah, I watch it sometime. No, you don't need to watch that no time. That's a destroyer of your soul. But then again, we would like to dismiss it by saying, well, I'm going to pray for you. No, brother. That is no good. Amen. That's not good at all. Praise be to God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Sister Carla Cook, you say no weapon formed. Yeah, I know that. I know that. But you know what? God has a place for me to share with the hacker because, see, one thing about it, you got to realize now, warning does come before destruction. And you've got to warn people, just like when God was trying to show in the book of Habakkuk. Remember Habakkuk? Habakkuk was saying, Lord, how long are you going to keep showing me this violence? But now God was showing Habakkuk the violence so that he could share it with the people that were there because the people had become lackadaisical in their worshiping God. They had become lackadaisical. A lot of so-called Christians have got that. You'd be surprised the people that's calling on the name of Jesus, just like that person that's hacking the page. They call on the name of Jesus every day. And we know that God is not there, but it's my responsibility as a person of God to pray for them first and foremost and say, Lord, open their eyes before it is too late. Okay? Just like when God tried to have Abraham intercede for Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember Abraham said, Lord, you finna destroy the good with the evil? And God said, well, listen, if you can find something good there, then I'll spare it. And so what did he do? He intercedes. See, that's our job. God opened their eyes before it is too late. And so now watch this. When we sound the alarm and evil comes upon them that they brought on themselves, you know what? It's on them now. It's on them. It's not on us. We have done our part as believers to help them to understand. Listen, God said he's angry at the wicked every day. And any time that we name the name of Christ, what does the Bible say? Let us depart from iniquity. What is iniquity? There's all forms of witchcraft. You ain't got to have chants and spells and chanting and this, that, and other. Don't you know that when you use technological devices to try to inflict harm to other people's pages, that's witchcraft, that's sorcery. And yet and still, they're wondering, how are you still able for me to be seeing the people when I've worked to do something? Because the Holy Ghost will give you what to do, how to get around them. The hole that they dug for you. See, that's what I like about the Holy Ghost, because the hole that they dug for you or the ditch that they dug for you, you walked right over the mat that they had in the ditch and didn't fall in. Why? Because that's the kind of Jesus we serve. Amen. Many times they thought that they caught Jesus and he disappeared right in the midst of them because his time was not yet. But listen, that doesn't mean that I get all hung up on myself because God is working on my behalf so that the hacker will understand that they can't stop what God has put in motion. No, I don't get big-headed. I continue to say, Lord, whoever you desire to get this, they will get it. That's where your mind comes in renewed at. When your mind is renewed, you don't give up. You don't. No, you get up and dust yourself off and come to your senses like the prodigal son did, Lady Townsend, and said, you know what? I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against thee, Father. I'm no longer worthy to be called your servant. But look here, just let me do what the servants do. See, that's what repentance does. Repentance helps us to get back right with God. And when we get back right with God, then we turn away. Let him that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If I'm doing something to sabotage you in any way, don't you know that's iniquity? If I'm coming on your page trying to do something to stop your numbers, that's iniquity. If I'm doing something to stop people from seeing you, that's iniquity. And yet, you haven't gotten away with anything. Lady Townsend, does not the Bible say, be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatsoever a man, what? Lady Townsend, you with me?
Yes, we just got to keep praying, keep going. And sometimes you just got to just let the devil know, you know. And
that's
just
right.
Keep on going.
Let him
Amen.
Know.
And we just lift up Jesus. We're going to glorify him.
Hallelujah.
He deserves the glory. That's a distraction. That's a distraction. And we must continue to know and to lift up Jesus. Jesus gets the glory regardless of what. He's still going to be glorified. He can't stop that. He's still going to be praised and honored. No devil in hell can stop that. So that's the thing. We got to still glorify God, because one thing about it, he's the one that knows everything. And he sees everything at the same time. And sometimes he allows things to happen, you know, for whatever reason. But
that's
nevertheless,
right.
Our job is still to glorify him. And that's what we do daily. Amen. We pray for that person and persons. Amen. And we lift them up before the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you know,
yes.
God, he's nothing to play with. He's real as real can get.
Amen.
And we'll continue to lift up Jesus. Jesus gets the glory.
Oh, yes.
He'll always get the glory. Amen.
Yes.
And nothing stopped yet.
Amen.
Because he's to be glorified.
That's
Amen.
It.
Glory
to
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Well,
glory
one thing we want to share with God's people, too, is that I said before, your mind has to be renewed in this hour. Again, things are
yes.
happening.
Yes.
Amen. Fear is gripping the hearts of the people. And everything that you're seeing has already been articulated 20, 30 years up the road. You're just seeing it now. Amen. That's the thing about it. A lot of times people don't understand how things are formulated, but they are formulated way ahead of time. Listen, when diseases and things come out, they are formulated years on up the road before they're dispensed or released out into the air. Murders and killings and all of these things are articulated years up the road. I know a lot of y'all just say, well, no, things are just happening. Think things are planned. So, listen, Lucifer is a planner of what he does. Amen. Now, the thing with us is we have to realize that we're in a fixed fight. We already win, but we're going to encounter many battles. Amen. We're going to encounter many battles. We've already won the war, but we've going to encounter many battles, spiritual battles, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness, operating in high and low places. But we're already victors. That's what you have to understand. When you know your mind has to be renewed, you will understand one thing in this dispensation of time. We cannot afford to let our faith decline. We cannot afford to let our faith diminish. Amen. Because when your faith diminishes, you will take the little gift that God gave you and you will sit on it. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to sit on your gift. He wants you to sit on your ability. He wants you to sit on your smile, your handshake. He wants you to sit on something. Listen, if I didn't have a tooth in my mouth and I had to preach the word, I'd still get out there and preach the word with no teeth in my mouth if I had to do that. How many would do that? Oh, that's so embarrassing. Bishop, no. That's embarrassing. Well, that's the excuse that the enemy is going to get a lot of us with. That's the excuse. I ain't got the right clothes. I need me I need an apostle's robe and a ring to go out there. If I got to get me an apostle's staff so I can go out. No. You don't need any of that. Did Jesus have any of that? As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Jesus was out there in his carpenter clothes. He was out there in his carpenter clothes. Amen. Hold on, caller. I'm gonna get you, but just not yet. Amen. I want to drive this point home. And that is, you know, too often the enemy is causing us to make excuses about what we're doing while looking at what other people are not doing. He shared a scripture with me that I wanted to share with God's people. And that came from the book of Jude, which is in direct correlation with what we've been talking about in Romans, where he said, be not transformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then that was in the early stages that Paul was sharing that with the people. And so now years and years have gone on, and now one of the Lord's brothers Jude has taken the opportunity to remind the church that we cannot let ourselves slip and go backwards and think that that's okay with God. It's not. Lady Townsend, you don't have your Bible with you, do you? Because I want you to read this. I want to share this with our listeners.
I got the big letters.
Okay, good, because I got to let, that's why I've not opened the phone line up yet, because I need God's people to understand this, because we're in the lateness of the hour.
What scripture?
The book of Jude, right before you get to Revelations. And I need you
I'm quite sure.
Yeah, and I need you to read that. And don't stop till I tell you to, because I want everybody to hear. Uh-huh.
Jude what?
The beginning.
The beginning of it?
Yes. And just read.
Okay.
Until I tell you to stop.
Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, and call mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the coming salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels was kept, not their first estate, but left their own habitation. He had reserved in everlasting chains under the darkness until the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignity. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after error of Balaam for reward and perish in the gain thing of course. These are spotting your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds, they were without water, carried about the winds. Trees whose fruit withered without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the root.
Skip down, skip down to verse number 14.
14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all the ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and all of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners has spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men, persons, and administration because of advantage.
So in other words,
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish it. Finish it. Finish it. Go ahead.
But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Just hold your thought now. I want everybody to remember what Jesus said. Forget about what the apostles of today are talking about. Forget about what the bishops of today are talking about. Forget about what the seers of today are talking about. Let us keep our mind fixed on what Jesus has told us, because if we don't, we are making a dire mistake. And many of us are willfully surrendering our minds over to people that are operating in familiar spirits, that are operating, amen, in spirits of sorcery and witchcraft and all of these things, yet while calling on the name of Jesus. Continue reading, Lady Townsend. You still there? Must be didn't hit the mute button again. But this is where she left off at. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. Did you hear that? Because even preachers now have become lustful in the things of getting more stuff than more souls into the kingdom of God. I got to get me a Ferrari. I got to get me another mink coat. I got to get me another diamond ring. I got to get me we have just taken the grace of God and turned it into lasciviousness, and God is not pleased with this. Number 19 says, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And some have compassion, making a difference, and others saving with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Watch this, though. Because why we keep talking about, well, you know, all have sinned, man of God, and all of us have come short of his glory. Indeed, we have. But how long will we keep making that an excuse? How long will we keep making the excuse that nothing I can do will cause God to leave me, when the very thing says that the very people that God brought out of Egypt because of their unbelief died in before they could make it to the promised land? Think about this. We love to quote the scriptures that says, with long life will I satisfy thee. But look around you. Are we not seeing the devastation? Many of our loved ones, many of our preachers, many of our pastors and elders are leaving here in their 30s, 40s, 50s. And God's word is not a lie. But because we're allowing the likes of this world to overtake us, we're not allowing our mind to be renewed. Watch this. Stay with me. Instead of you having a renewed mind, you're subjecting yourself to a subdued mind. I wish somebody could type that across the screen for me. Instead of you having a renewed mind, you're subjecting yourself to a subdued mind. I wish somebody would get that. Instead of having a renewed mind, you've subjected yourself to a subdued mind. But I like how Jude ends his preaching. I love how he ends his preaching. He says, now unto him that is able. Oh, Bishop, you know the Bible said a just man falls 7 times. So you're capitalizing on falling instead of standing. That's why. And the enemy will take that and he will magnify that inside of you. And I told you, Satan is a scripture twister. And he uses scripture to keep you defeated. Did he not do it to Jesus in the wilderness? Did he not say, cast yourself down from this place, for it is written, he will give his angel to. Satan know how to preach too. And he will take scriptures and he will take them and use them to draw you into a mind frame of lasciviousness. We've taken the grace of God and turned it into lasciviousness. You know what lasciviousness means? It means now all we're talking about is getting money. All we're talking about is getting houses and cars. All we're talking about is getting keys. All we're talking about, this is what Lucifer has done. And that's the reason why the body of Christ, you got to know. Because when lightning strikes whatever tree you up under, when that lightning hits it and you up under that tree, you get hit with it. But now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Watch this. And to present you, but Bishop, ain't nobody perfect. Ain't none of us going to be perfect till Jesus get here. A lie? Not according to what my Bible says. My Bible says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. So you mean to tell me you perfect, Bishop? I'm telling you what the Bible said, we can be perfect. Whose report you going to believe? Whose word you going to stand on? God's word said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And watch this. Watch this. And to present you faultless before the coming of his glory. Because we know that anything, watch this, as a tree fall, that's how it lies. If you die a sinner, you're not going to rise a saint. If you die a fornicator, you're not going to rise a saint. If you die a homosexual lesbian, you're not going to rise a saint. Huh? If you die a thief, you're not going to rise as a saint. Don't let the devil trick you. He's fooling too many people. He's causing you to take grace and turn it into disgrace. Now unto him that is able. How is he able to do that? If you walk in his ways, in his statutes and commandments. If you surrender your mind over to him, if you give yourself over to him, if you allow your mind to be renewed in the righteousness of Christ. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless. Faultless. Somebody tell me what faultless means. That means that there ain't no error in your life. And God can do that. The question is, will you allow him to? To present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Gonna open up that phone line now. Maybe somebody's got a prayer that they'd like to get out. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from at this time?
First, I want to say Bishop Townsend, this Cornelius wife.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
You and Minister Mildred have set me on fire with this preaching that you're doing and teaching.
Uh-oh. You got your fire detector around, right? Don't make sure nothing burn up around you.
All right. But let me say something to you, both of y'all. And I met you years ago. You said you've been here 9 or 10 years now.
Yes, sir.
And you used to tell me, don't give me your money. I want to tell you something. I invested in you because there was something, like I told you, it was a dark cloud around Alexandria. These preachers and stuff, all they want is your money. We're not naming nobody, so nobody knows who I'm talking about. But that's what they want. They want your money. They're saying, Jesus, oh, you got to show me your paycheck. Show me, I got to get that 10% off the top from you and stuff like that. But, what I wanted to tell everybody, you know, every Monday is Memorial Day.
Yes.
And Memorial Day is for all the military personnel that died during war and everything.
Yes.
That's why Memorial Day is so important on Monday.
Yes.
And we need to remember our vets that gave our lives for freedom.
Yes,
and
I agree.
I wanted to give and tell y'all something and be a witness. I was abused as a child. I'm not going to go into how the abuse was or whatever.
Yes.
But because my parents beat me, they beat the devil out of me to beat God into me.
Hmm.
You can read the Bible.
So then was it abuse then? Do you call it abuse?
Go ahead.
Do you call it abuse because you said they beat the devil out of you?
I didn't say that. I said they call it abuse.
Oh,
but
okay.
But it didn't. What people don't realize, 50 and 60 years ago, you see all this gun violence and stuff. People had guns in their homes and stuff. You didn't have all that because your mother and father told you, you lay your hands on that gun, we're going to whoop you and stuff like that. But now these parents and stuff, they're letting them grow up on these video games and all this other stuff.
Yes, sir.
And they don't go out and play and stuff. They just stay inside.
Yes.
You know, poor kids. I feel so sorry for him. And that poor fella, when you're bullied, see, I was bullied in school. And I didn't tell my parents. I tried to commit suicide, Minister Mildred and Bishop Townsend.
My Lord.
But the Lord was with me because, see, God can speak to you, but you've got to listen for him. And, I don't know, Bishop. Sometimes the Lord tells you, well, we want you to go, or he wants you to go into clergy. But then you say, I want to be a cop. Or he says, I want you in ministry. But no, I want to be a military police officer and stuff like that. So I've kind of rebelled. I was like Jonah. I'm trying to get away from him.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's brought me to you and Minister Mildred, because these other people, you know, it's just something. I don't know. After my dad died, it seems like, you know, people, oh, yeah, Mr. White, just tell us whatever you need. We'll help you. We'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you tell them you need help, oh, no. It's just sad.
Yeah.
It's just really sad.
Yeah.
But we need to pray for our kids and our parents and stuff. And I tell everybody, once the Supreme Court took prayer out of school, took the Bible out of school, took the Ten Commandments out, and then put abortion in too. So I'm hoping in June they'll reverse that. But we need to turn back to God. I wish these pastors and preachers, just like you're saying, they need to get out of these fiefdoms and stuff and start going in their neighborhood. There's a church almost on every corner, and they need to go out and talk to these people and stuff and try to see where their needs need to be met.
Yeah.
But like I said, I invested in you two because y'all, it was just something about, you can feel the spirit of the Lord upon y'all.
Yes.
And that hacker, I see you, the Lord's been giving him hell. Cause you, the hacker's trying to give you hell, but
nah.
The Lord's giving the hacker hell. So I'm glad to hear that.
Praise God.
And stuff. But I want to say one thing about Christ. Y'all know last year, I was in the hospital.
Yes.
My sugar was over 1,000. The
yes.
doctor said I should have died. I should have never made it.
Yes.
But because of the prayers of your ministry, because of some other people's prayers on Coast to Coast AM.
Yes, sir.
And stuff. And because of Jesus Christ,
yes,
I was
sir.
Healed. The
Amen.
Doctor told me, look, you never, you got to have insulin. You got to have it to live.
Hmm.
So I told him, I didn't say nothing right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I made up in my mind, I said, once I get out of here, I'm going to eat right and stuff. I was drinking all them sugary drinks, that lemonade and sweet tea.
Yes, sir.
And I wasn't drinking no water.
Yes.
And now I need plenty of water. And so because I eat right now, I was eating out of them burger joints and all. Just like you said, if you don't feed yourself right, you won't get right. And so Meals on Wheels bring me good meals and everything with vegetables and stuff like that. And I was killing myself.
So, Brother Cornelius, let me say this then. What you're telling me is that you've been transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes, sir.
You have been transformed by the renewing of your mind. Huh? And listen, you didn't have to sow $95.95 to get it either, did you? You didn't have to sow $118 to get that renewing of your mind, did you? You didn't have
Lord.
To sow. You didn't have to sow 2022 to get that transfer of your mind. You just merely said, "Lord, help me," or "Lord, save me," just like Peter did when he was sinking. "Lord, save me," and then that's all we got to do is cry out to the Lord and say, "Lord, save me." No matter what you're going through. Amen. It doesn't matter. You could be a pedophile, a rapist, a murderer, a homosexual, a lesbian, a liar, a cheater. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're going through, just cry out and say, Lord. I mean, listen, you're trying to preach, but you're going through. Hey, Brother Cornelius, I got another call on the air. Can I get it? You don't mind, do you?
Fine. Go ahead. God bless you. I'll meet you there and beat you there.
Yeah, beat me there.
All right. God bless you.
Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. I got a few minutes. God bless you. How you doing today?
I'm doing blessed. I'm blessed. Bishop, how you doing? This is Sister Carla.
God bless you, Sister Carla. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just want to let you know that your teaching and everything today, it just got me. I wish I could run around this table and just be enjoying.
Well, help yourself. And ain't nobody there. Help yourself. Go on, run around the table. Ain't nobody going to stop you.
Yeah, this knee is hindering me. But I just want to say I thank y'all so much. I don't get to get on here all the time.
Yes.
Because right now I'm in school. You
yes.
know, it's only a 6-week class.
Okay.
But I just want to say thank y'all so much. And I pray that you can catch up. You said you wanted me to get my testimony one day.
Yes,
and,
yes. Yes, I do.
Yes, because it's a blessing. When I first started, you know, being celibate, 16 years now.
Wow.
You know, that was a hard thing to do. Coming from a young girl who was used to being in different kind of relationships. I had to have a man to make me feel like a woman, but not anymore. I got the man. I got Jesus Christ.
See there?
So I'm thankful.
See there? Now, wait just a minute.
Yes,
now,
sir.
It's been 16 years.
That 16 you, or 17.
16 or 17
count.
Years, and you have not had no man sexually in your life.
No, sir.
Now, watch. I'm finna get a little deeper now. Because you didn't open this can of worms. I got to go a little deeper.
That's okay.
Listen here. No man, no toys, right?
No, sir, none.
And watch this. Last but not least, and you ain't been like Illinois Belle. You ain't been letting your fingers do the walking.
You know what? I used to, but not anymore.
Okay, see? So it takes a renewed mind to get you totally free. And you can get totally free. It's up to you. Whatever you desire to do, God is able to do that.
Amen.
Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. And listen,
you're not
the only one. See, when things like this come up, it is so that we can help other brothers and sisters that say they are struggling. Because Jesus is stronger than the struggle.
Amen.
It
ain't nothing but in your mind.
That's it, my sister. That's it.
It's in your mind.
That is it. That's
renewed mind. But hallelujah.
Yes, and y'all just keep on going because I'm just really excited this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hear y'all voices and hear y'all preaching the word.
Amen. Well, you know what? I tell people like this all the time, Sister Carla. Listen, get with somebody that's going to give you the truth of God's word. Get with somebody that's going to empower you with God's word, not to just get you hyped up and feeling good, because you know what? At the end of the day, when you get off this line, listen to me carefully, there's a devil waiting to try you. And if you're full of hype, ain't nothing. Hype ain't going to help you. You need power. Amen. That demon needs to recognize that you are a daughter of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That demon needs to recognize that. Listen, when they try to even take advantage of your children, that demon still needs to realize, not today, devil, you can't have my daughters. No.
Amen.
You can't have my dogs. You can't have my animals. You can't have my house. You can't have anything. Everything that God gave me, he gave it to me. You can't have it.
Amen. Praise God.
And that's what you've got to walk on.
Yes, sir.
So we thank and praise God for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you in Texas, right?
Yes, I'm in Denison, Texas.
Oh, how far are you from that incident that happened up there? Are you a long way from that?
Yeah, I'm a long way from that.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, we just thank and praise God, because a lot of people have to understand they have to take authority over that copycat spirit that is still out there trying to copycat. See, one thing about it is people don't understand that when the enemy or the devil is cast out, he's going through dry places. Now, the same demon that was in that young man that got killed, he's out there looking for a host.
Yes.
He's looking for a host to get in. Amen.
Yes.
It could be a military person. It could be somebody, amen, like the other man said, a bullied kid or whatever. But that spirit. So we have to take authority over these spiritual entities in high places.
Yeah, we do. Yes,
amen.
We do.
I ain't got time to be worried about the keys to a new car. I ain't got time to be worried about a new house. I ain't got time to be worried about a bank account and money. Because my child could walk right in harm's way.
Amen.
Of that entity.
You're so right.
So, hey, look,
so right.
My time is up. I got to go in Jesus'
y'all
name, but
blessed.
I love you. Amen. Yes, Minister Mildred, come on, say a word of prayer with us, and then I got to go in Jesus' name.
All right.
Father, be thankful for today. We pray that this word will forth, God, that will prick the hearts of your people, God, to cause repentance in the name of Jesus, that you will be glorified in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're defeated, and you know it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus. Amen. So all of my
Amen.
Brothers and sisters
Amen.
Out there, listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. There ain't nothing that the devil has forged that cannot be destroyed. Amen. And I want you to
Amen.
Know that if you ever need Bishop Townsend and Lady Townsend, we are at your disposal. Amen. Now, we don't do a lot of long distance traveling. Amen. But I tell you what, if you're right around in this area and you need Bishop Townsend, we'll come. Like I said, I used to go somewhere everywhere at the snap of a finger. But right now, I'm mellowing out as I enter those twilight years. I can't get around
Amen.
Like I desire to. But you know what? As long as God affords me the opportunity on this radio, amen, we can be heard all over the continental United States of America via the World Wide Web. So, again, I thank you all, and I got to go in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361.
or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.